InternetCases.com podcast, August 20th, 2005.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the InternetCases.com podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm attorney Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. A case from a federal court in Connecticut shed some light on an interesting privacy question. The issue in the case was whether an Internet subscriber had a right to privacy in the information associated with his account, including his identity and screen names. The court held that a city police department did not violate an AOL user's Fourth Amendment rights when it obtained his subscriber information without first obtaining a warrant. The case is called Friedman v. America Online, and you may have read about it in an August 17th posting on InternetCases.com titled, No Reasonable Expectation of Privacy in Internet Subscriber Information. Here's some detail about what happened in the case. Plaintiff Friedman, a resident of Bridgeport, Connecticut, used his AOL email account to anonymously send a message to a couple of his political adversaries that also lived in Bridgeport. But it wasn't a friendly message. It contained the statement, "The end is near," and when the recipients got it, they interpreted it as a threat, and they went and filed a police report. Detective Young and Officer Benzi, who later ended up as defendants in this lawsuit, drafted an affidavit and application for a search warrant so that they could find out who sent the threatening email. However, they didn't do it by the book, and without running the paperwork by the state's attorney's office or submitting it to a judge, Young just faxed it straight to AOL's legal department. Apparently, AOL didn't care whether a judge had approved of a warrant, because about a week later, it sent the police Friedman's name, address, phone numbers, and other information, including his AOL screen names. It turns out that no charges were ever filed. But instead of becoming a criminal defendant, Friedman went on the offensive. He sued AOL, the city of Bridgeport, Detective Young, and Officer Benzi. In the civil case against the city and the police officers, one of Friedman's arguments was that the release of his account information without a warrant was an intrusion into his privacy that violated his Fourth Amendment rights. The defendants moved for summary judgment and argued that there was no way that Friedman's Fourth Amendment rights could have been violated because he didn't have a reasonable expectation of privacy in his subscriber information. No reasonable expectation of privacy, no Fourth Amendment violation. As it turns out, the court agreed, and it granted the motion for summary judgment on this issue. For Friedman to have shown that he had a reasonable expectation of privacy, he would have had to show both that he had such an expectation and that it was objectively reasonable. Certainly, Friedman believed his information was private, but the court focused on the second factor, the objectively reasonable factor, to strike down his arguments. The court pointed to three different reasons why one shouldn't reasonably expect his or her subscriber information to be kept private for Fourth Amendment purposes. First, by signing up for service, Friedman had handed over all his information to AOL, and they could do with it whatever was necessary to provide the service, including handing it to other non-governmental entities. Second, AOL's terms of service provided that it would release subscriber information in special cases, such as a physical threat to others. So that was another reason to believe that the information would not always be kept private. Finally, the court held that one should know that the Electronic Communications Privacy Act would allow an ISP to turn over information when the risk of physical injury justifies its release. So based on these three factors, the court concluded that a belief that one's subscriber information would be private is not objectively reasonable. With no expectation of privacy, a Fourth Amendment violation cannot occur. And that's exactly what did not happen in this case. Well, that's all for this podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your information and entertainment. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. If you enjoy listening to the InternetCases.com podcast, let me know by sending an email to ebrown@internetcases.com. I'd also appreciate your vote at Podcast Alley. You can find a link to cast your vote in today's show notes. Also in today's show notes is the information about the music that you're hearing. I'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.